Sure, you believe that Jesus came back to life, but how does that help you come back to life? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. What scares you the most? Is it failing a test, losing friends, a serious illness? Or maybe deep down, it's death itself, the ultimate unknown. But here's the good news. It's not unknown for Christians. When Christ conquered the grave, he didn't just overcome his own death. He took away death's power over all of his followers. So we'll see how Jesus' resurrection and our own hope for resurrection are tied together in today's Devo, Victory Cry Part 2 by G. Cam Congleton. Today, we're going to revisit yesterday's poem. Not only does Jesus' death and resurrection give us victory over sin, but it also gives us victory over death. In 1 Corinthians 15, we see how our personal hope of resurrection is tied directly to Christ's own resurrection and his coming reign over every evil force in this world. Paul explains that sin is the sting that results in death from 1 Corinthians 15. But we need not fear, for Jesus holds the keys of death and the grave. That's from Revelation 1. Why is it that Jesus holds the keys? Because on the cross, he purchased the right to buy our freedom back from sin and death. This chapter shows us not only that we will live again, but that evil, wickedness, and suffering will also meet their end when every vile and unjust power is placed under Christ's pure and just authority. Paul even says in 1 Corinthians 15, death is swallowed up in victory. The most dreadful thing that can happen to a human being, death, is transformed into a life-giving victory. Satan will not have the final word. In Christ, we will share together in this triumphant story. What will appear to be an ending will at once transform into a glorious new beginning, complete with the healing of every sorrow. Amen and amen. And here's our poem. I fling at you my fury, O cursed one destroyer. Catch it, if you would, wretched, wounded liar. Wounded, ha, yes, wounded. Deadly, dark-hearted wounds canker deep within you, where your putrid pride swoons. Still, you seek to snare me, stench of death, foul hypocrite, sneering, laughing, mocking, luring me toward your pit. No, I'll not fall your victim, fell Satan, sifter of men, for on the cross Christ cast you out, his blood cast out my sin. So, what are you thinking and maybe feeling after hearing today's Devo? Consider taking some time to read all of 1 Corinthians 15. Through his resurrection, Jesus defeated death on our behalf so we can someday be raised from the dead like he was. He did this for us because he loves us. How can Jesus' resurrection affect the way we view death? Now, as you and I can read in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 54, then, when our dying bodies have been transformed into bodies that will never die, this scripture will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory. And dig deeper in your Bible for more in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 20 through 28, and verses 54 through 57, plus Revelation 1, verses 17 and 18, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and one way you can support Unlocked is by picking up some merch. You get something in the mail at the same time you're helping other teenagers develop a closer relationship with God. Just tap the store icon at the bottom of the Unlocked app or go to shop.keysforkids.org and tap merchandise. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how God always loves hearing from you, not just in emergencies. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.